of my favorite songs that I've heard in the last couple of years in the Blues Break on WBGO, and that's from Wolf Den, first album up front of Danielle Nicole, and that's If You Only Need Me When You're Down. We might talk about that song, but much more we're going to talk about the new songs on a new album called Cry No More, because she's with me, with the band, and here's the title song, Cry No More. Cry No More is the title song from a new album of Danielle Nicole, and she's with me at and on WBGO. Brought in the band with Brandon Miller on the guitar and Chris Nablin on the drums, and good to have you.
It's great to be here. It's good to have the band and bring the new music.
And be with me, because I wasn't here the last time.
I know. Finally get to sit and chat with you.
And why the bass? That's the obvious question, it seems to me. I think it was because of the family, right? And you wanted to have a family band, and you needed a bass player, right?
Well, yeah. You know, I spent many, many years with my two older brothers in Trampled Underfoot, and Nick and Chris had already been playing their drums and guitar for a while, and so I was like, well, you know, I'll pick up the bass and see how it goes. And I fell in love with it. You know, after we have a struggle relationship sometimes, singing and playing, but, you know.
I was watching your hands to see, you know, it's like the B.B. King, you know, never played while he was singing.
Right.
He always did one or the other.
Right.
You know, and I was watching.
That luxury.
Let's see, are you grabbing a, you know, a pedal point or something here? But I mean, how different is bass playing in the blues? We never talk about this, because I almost never have talked to a bass player in the blues.
Well, you know, everybody's got their own perspective of how you should play the instrument, but to me, the bass is simplicity and groove when it comes to the blues. You know, there's, you speak lyrically, and the guitarist speaks, and I think the lead players are supposed to more speak, and the bass and the drums are kind of just together, and we hold the house together. You know, it's the solid foundation, and so I think it's imperative, especially in the blues, to just keep it meaningful, and you know, just keep it simple and meaningful as a bass player.
Did you go back and listen to Willie Dixon playing the bass?
To Willie Dixon,
because
a lot.
He wrote all those songs, but he also played the bass on those records.
Well, it was mainly the guitar played the bass lines, but Willie wrote those bass lines, and he was one of my favorite bass players when I was learning the blues, because it was so melodic, but it was still very simple at the same time, and it gave breath and room for the guitarist and the guitar for Muddy and Little Walter to jam on top.
And then there's Sting.
Sting.
I mean, Sting, it's a lot more complicated when he's playing on the bass.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's you know, when you're playing lead bass and lead vocals at the same time.
Right.
He's amazing. He's absolutely, you know, he's one of those unicorns that can just play it all and sing at the same time. And, you know, that's what every bass player and singer strives to do, you know, because I said it's that struggle, because seldom do the bass line and the vocals match up together. But it's a lot of fun doing it.
Tell us about the unicorn who's now retired, Bill Withers.
Yes. I was in L.A. recording this record, and, you know, there are a lot of friends that stopped by to see the producer and the engineer, Tony and Johnny Lee at Ultratone. And one of their buddies happened to bring over Bill Withers to just stop by. They were out running errands, I guess. And so in walks this legend, you know, towards the end of our session for the day. And we played, and Tony played some of what we had laid down. And his friend, the good doctor, was like, hey, Bill, you got any songs for Danielle? And I just froze. I was like, don't ask Bill Withers that. And so he thought about it, and then he puts his hand up. He's like, come to my car for a minute. And so I go out to the driveway, and I'm sitting in Bill Withers' car with him. And he fumbles around in his glove box and pulls out this little demo CD. And he says, he's like, my daughter records the vocals on all these demos. This is a song that, you know, that if you like it, you can sing it. And so he starts playing it, and it's Hot Spell. And I'm sitting there grooving. I'm trying to, like, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be on a plane going somewhere. You know, I'm going to be on the road. But it's, like, really happening. And he's like, you can record it if you want. And I was like, I love it. It's got groove. It's great. He's like, it's a bit risque. And it's really cool. It's moody, and it's about love. So it's really cool. And I was like, I dig the song. He's like, you're not just putting me on. I was like, no, sir, not at all. So Bill Withers gave me a song to sing.
Sing it.
Baby skinny, bedroom eyes,
trouble you took tonight. Your jello is ready to gel.
One wonders what else is in the glove box of the Bill Withers car.
I know, right? There was a stack of CDs that was in there. He just pulls that out, and my really awesome manager did some digging and found out that it had never been released before. It had just been recorded, it'd been copywritten back in the 70s. But so.
Danielle Nicole is with me in the Blues Break on WBGO, along with Brandon Miller on the guitar and Chris Chamberlain on the drums. And those of us who grew up with Ain't No Sunshine and Use Me and Grandma's Hands and Lovely Day have always wondered, where's the rest of those songs? And he's still around.
Yeah.
So come on.
You know, so, you'd hope that, you know, I'm sure he's still laying them down somewhere, you know, because that the demo that his daughter had sang, you know, I'm hoping he's still writing.
Meanwhile, plenty of the songs on this new album called Cry No More, which is now being released this very week. Danielle Nicole, you wrote most of these songs on this album, and you've joined by some good folks. Sonny Landreth is on here, and Walter Trout, and Monster Mike Welsh, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and then some. Mm-hmm. Are you gearing up for real show business now?
Real show. It's always been real.
I know. But I mean, you're playing in Philly tonight.
Yeah. Yep.
And in Vienna tomorrow night, mm-hmm. and then on the road for the rest of the summer. But, you know, I'm thinking you're poised for Saturday Night Live or the Tonight Show or whatever.
I'm ready for each and every one of those.
Okay. Okay. Because I want to hear some groups on who play tunes with the songs that they sing.
Mm-hmm.
And who sing with voices that I can understand the words that they're singing.
Enunciation.
Yes, she does that very well. She does that. Speaking of Philly, I mean, do you live in Philly?
No, we spent some time in Philly. My oldest brother, Nick, he lived in Philly for about 9 years. And then at the beginning, it trampled underfoot. Chris and I lived in Philly for a little over a year before we came back to Kansas City.
Ah, Kansas City.
Yeah, that's where we're from.
Say, you don't think of Philly as a blues town, but Kansas City? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And a grand musical tradition. Did you grow up in that tradition?
We did. Hearing yeah. It? Our parents, musicians, grandparents, you know, great aunts and uncles. You know, we come from a very musical family.
So. Did they tell you stories about all night jam sessions?
We experienced them ourselves. Like there was, you know, there were a few juke joints. Missouri, you know, Kansas City still it's the northern, more the northern of the traditional juke joints. But there were a couple. There, you know, Third and Quindaro, Amazing Grace's Barbecue. The jam didn't start till 2. You know, we go 2 to 6 a.m. You know, I'd be passed out on the bench, and my dad's like, wake up! He'd get me up to sing some Coco Taylor, and then I go pass back out.
I love that. Wake up and sing some
Coco
Taylor.
Wake up and sing some Coco Taylor. All right.
I got what it takes.
All right.
Well, the Wang Dang Doodle in Kansas City is extraordinary, and so is the barbecue. So you grew up on barbecue.
Yeah, a little, yeah. BB's mainly, yeah, lots of barbecue joints.
Not Gates, not Bryant's.
No, it's the ma and pa's off the beaten path.
Oh, okay.
I mean the chains are all right, okay. But it, no.
Oh, they're chains.
That's like going to Pat's or Gino's and saying it's a cheesesteak. You know? Oh, okay.
Well, I've done.
I'm not hating. I love.
No.
I'm just saying there. You know, we go to Philly, and I post something about. You know, you got to go there for the social media, the picture. They're like, those are the worst. Jeez, you got to go to. You know, it's the ma and pa shops off the beaten path, just like the barbecue joints.
That's
are the
exactly
same.
Right. I mean, and I've done that as a travel writer. I've gone, okay, I'm going to eat at Dave's, then go across the street to Gino's, and it's like try them out both. And the same thing in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I eat at Bryant's. And the Gates. And
you get a little bit from both, but it's the
small.
Oh, I
like the sauce here, place. But here's
yeah.
The,
pulled pocket one.
And, you know,
yeah.
Bryant's was a place where they would, like, slam the ribs down on your plastic platter. You know?
As soon as you walk in the door, they're yelling at you.
I mean.
That's hometown stuff.
Well, you feel there's some of that hometown stuff always going to be in your music?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially since it's generational, you know, it's everything that I write. It, you know, I grew up in the traditional blues and rock, and no matter what I write, it seems I always come through in it. And, you know, it's because I'm not trying to write this song that sounds this way. I think I just let the music speak for itself.
Well, one of your songs is about the dad who kept nudging you to get up and sing, right?
Yes. This one is about my our father. Yeah.
Bobby was a boy in an old man's suit. Working so hard to fill his daddy's shoes. He never knew the man till his dying day. And he went on his life with a price to pay. Oh, yes, he did. He said, I'll catch a ride far away from here. There's a girl out west calling, baby, come near. With the setting sun, she ran away, yeah. And he came back home with a price to pay. Now life can change your time, and you never know. You can change the ones you love with the love that you show. Stand up and say that it's my love. I won't let it go to waste. See, it's my order. walking down your path. He never tell you what you wanted to know, like why it goes fast when you wanna go slow. But then he took a turn too sharp to steal, leaving all the answers at the bottom of the hill. Now who can be so cruel? Who can blame the sun? Don't be air conditioned to learn when he's young. Stand up and say, it's my
Danielle Nicole is with me, and so is Brandon Miller on the guitar and Chris Schnabel on the drums. Cry No More is the new album. It's just out this week, and Bobby is a song about your dad. Did your dad get to see some of your success?
No, he actually never, he did not live to see the three of us play together.
Oh, that's a shame.
He passed away when I was 16, and my brothers and I, we started Trampled Underfoot when I was 19, so it was... We had not started playing together yet.
And you're a hardened road warrior already, and you're still just a kid.
Yeah, I feel like it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know, we started very, very young. We were, you know, teenagers, you know, on a mission.
Playing in the garage?
Basement.
Basement.
Yes,
one or the other. One or the other.
Yep. We were the basement. We weren't good enough for the garage yet.
You say about this album that you're taking more chances, you're trying to open up and be more about yourself. I mean, are you saying that on this album, Cry No More, you have cried and you don't want to cry anymore? So this is your life? You want to? I mean, you seem a very happy individual.
I am. You know, it was inadvertently, this album is like, I started looking at all the songs I've been writing, and it's all about moving on and letting go and becoming better and not accepting labels. And I didn't mean for it to be like a rebirth album, but it just kind of happened that way, the originals that I did write. And then the songs that I picked that I didn't write were really just really strong songs. So it just kind of, it was subconsciously an album about moving on and being happier and just letting go. And every time I perform a tune from it or talk about it, it really helps.
Who inspires you to keep on moving on? Who?
My children.
Really?
Yeah, I have two boys. They're my buddies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to?
Musically.
Well, no. I mean,
like right now, I have a wide variety of heroes right now. I'm very into Andre Day and Chris Stapleton, Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake. I mean, it's all of the, they're all putting out really great music right now.
Well, it'd be interesting to hear some of that into what you're doing.
It really is.
Which is basically just the blues, which is a hell of a lot more than just boom, boom, boom.
I mean, it is. It really is. And you know, but the cool thing about the blues is that it's the foundation of American music. So no matter what you're playing, as long as you're feeling it, it comes out.
It's the DNA of everything.
Yep.
Certainly everything in American popular music.
And, you got it.
And obviously, if you listen to Bonnie Raitt, I mean, she's...
Well, yeah.
She goes from Broadway to the blues. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and Bonnie, you know, she started out as blues, and she'd be the first person to tell you, you know, all of her mainstream stuff. She'd say, I'm not a blues artist, but she started out that way. But I mean, but the thing about her is that, you know, with that background and that foundation, it comes out in her voice whether she's trying to or not. It's just that's part of who she is.
And this is all who you are on this album. It's called Cry No More. It's your second album on Concord. And according to this thing from Concord, you're ready to reap your musical destiny.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, save me. Save Danielle Nicole.
Take me down to the river. Wanna put my head in the water. Say I'm living the life of a sinner. I need some water. You
So when you're playing at the arena or opening at Madison Square Garden, as I expect you all will be playing, that's what you start with. That
yeah.
song. That's yeah. That's your rockin' hello.
Yes.
Save Me is on the new album called Cry No More. And that's Danielle Nicole. She's singing. She wrote the songs on most of the songs on this album, except for the one Bill Withers song and a couple of others. But you do a classic, Lord, I Just Can't Keep From Crying. And there's so much more ahead for you. I hope you have another album soon and come back soon.
Thank you very much.
And it's fun. Brandon Miller's on guitar and Chris Schnabelin on the drums. Let's tell me about Crawl, because Crawl is your first song on this album and it scared the hell out of me.
Well, that was one of those, that was one of the really strong kind of anthem songs I was talking about. The producer, Tony Bronigal, found that song, and it was from Tamara Champlain was the lady that wrote it, and she sang it, and Tony had played it for me, and just, I mean, from the opening guitar lick, it was, I love it. I love the message about it. It's, you know, it's a good time to be a strong woman, and I've always tried to be as strong as I could, and I think it's a great message that, you know, it's now that you fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. You know, you got to work to get it back.
Or something to that effect.
Something to that effect. Crawling, man. Get down.